Right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about a few things and set the record straight about what's going on. Yeah, just in pop culture, whatever that is. Just in whatever's going on. So get yourself a tea or coffee, whatever you need, babes. Right, so I can't stress it enough that everything is going to be okay. The only thing that gets in your way and drags you down and makes you feel less than and not enough and stressed and anxious and depressed is perception. Because everything, when you look at it, everything always works out. It always gets a little bit better. Yes, things get worse before they get better, but that's growth. Growth hurts. Remember when you're a kid and your bones hurt? I mean, I didn't grow that much, but I remember, oh, growing pains, oh, mum, growing pains. And, when we look back at the world, we had the Black Death, we've had the plague, I think, I don't know, the similar things, I don't know. And, we've had some horrendous things. World War I, World War II. But ultimately, things get better. And if you continue to live your life through those, aches and pains and disasters, just keep in your lane. There's an amazing story that I saw, and this lady, she was asked, it was on YouTube actually, and she was asked what life was like during the Blitz, and her little old face just lit up and her eyes became magical, and I thought, what a strange reaction when asked about the Blitz. So I thought, I must listen more, right? And she goes, well, we all wanted to still go out to the jazz clubs and to the nightclubs, so we did. And she became alive again. And she said, oh, we knew it was dangerous and we knew that we could get bombed at any minute, but we still went out. And it was just incredible to hear her say, like, because one of the nightclubs did get bombed. And it was just incredible for her to kind of choose life, choose living, continue to stay alive. So be it if anything happens, And I thought, what a brilliant attitude. And I thought it really does boil down to two things, perception and attitude. You can't feel sorry for yourself all the time. You can't be negative all the time. You can't. You can't. You must keep going, And we can learn a lot from people like this. And I strongly recommend you watch YouTube documentaries, about how people used to live and their attitude and absorb their attitude. It takes me on to my next point, which was a client of mine. Bless her, she's really struggling and she used her last bit of money to kind of call me, which I thought was just, I'm really thankful. I really appreciate anyone. Like, my top two are where I get my clients are repeat business. You guys just keep coming back and referrals, and you keep referring me. And those two are just the love that I have for you is just immense because I just think you're so incredibly brave and you're so incredibly loyal and so incredibly accepting. And I just think you're absolutely wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, this client. She rang me and she said, I'm in a really bad space. Like, I'm struggling to pay mortgage payments. I've been out of work for a year. All my savings have gone and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do anymore. And I said, tell me about your day. And she said, well, I'm on LinkedIn and job searching all day. And I said, right, okay. And how was that? And she said, well, it's just all negative. LinkedIn is now just so negative. Everyone's just talking about being out of work. And I says, okay. I said, don't worry, don't worry. It's standard to be expected. It's a nice community that they can all share that. But I said, you're going to get sucked in, right? So you're going to lose hope by reading how hopeless everyone else is. So change your picture, put the little green blob on that says open to work, and only spend a fraction of your day on it. Go in, apply for jobs, and come straight out again, right? Now, what I do want you to know is that. I do think that there are a lot of dummy jobs out there. So I work in recruitment, and worked in recruitment for 20 odd years, and sometimes a job will be on hold, but they'll keep the job going. They'll keep it advertised for so many reasons. And of course, you get rejected. Sometimes it's about collecting candidates, sometimes it's different reasons, not always nefarious. But, it gives the candidate a really shit experience because you think, oh, great, I've just been rejected again. Well, there isn't a job, So sometimes job hunting can be really, really mean, So I said, only use a fraction of your day applying for jobs. Go in, follow your instincts on when you need to go in. So if you feel like the morning, go in the morning. If you feel like the afternoon, go in the afternoon. But only tiny amounts go in, apply, and come out again. I says, what else have you been doing? And she says, well, I says, like what do you have on in the background? What do you watch? What's going on? She goes, well, I have the telly on in the background. And I thought, here we go. I said, what do you have on? And she says, well, recently, I think because my mood's low, I've been watching murder programs and documentaries about serial killers. I said, well, that'll do it. Yeah. Sometimes when we are in a bad place and we feel really quite low, we're attracted to other low things. Well, majority of the time, actually, because there's a certain respite in them. Hearing about how someone's life ended almost feels a bit of a relief to ourselves, but ultimately the program is run on a program about, someone dying and murder and someone getting away with it and someone, walking the earth and never knowing when your time is up. So it creates a paranoia. And well, can you see what I mean? This poor lady was trying to survive and trying to find a job. And I reckon, well, the majority of her day was spent listening to things that were incredibly awful and applying for things that she was getting rejected on and then reading things about how everyone else is struggling as well. So if that's the majority of your day, that's like getting into the bath and putting the hot tap on and the cold tap on, but the majority of the time you put the cold tap on and then you're wondering why your bath isn't hot. No shit, Sherlock. So you gotta realize how much of your day is hot tap, cold tap, hot tap. Oh my God, I knew I was going to struggle with that. Hot tap, cold tap. Which one? The majority of your day, Let me just take a sip of coffee. Hang on. So even if it means doing nothing, it's a hell of a lot better than feeding into the BS, right? So do nothing, relax. Relax, relax, relax. And I know you might be thinking, oh, it's really hard to. I appreciate that. But while you're feeling good, then you're going to be attracting good things. Yeah. And don't get pulled into things. Do you want to hear a funny story? Yesterday on Instagram, I made a comment under someone's post about makeup. And my comment was actually quite funny. It was to do with like how thick makeup can be. It wasn't a nasty comment at all. It was I don't know what the comment was actually said. I can't remember, but it was just I just made a comment about makeup. I wear it. Like, I don't give a shit. I was just making a comment, and everything was going well, and everyone was laughing, and then there was one person, who a trans woman, I believe. To be honest, I was confused. I'm going to be open about that. I went on their profile and I wasn't sure. I saw the trans flag and then I just saw a lot of mess, like lots of chaos. So I don't know. I don't know. And they commented underneath my comment saying that I was a misogynist. No, stop. Yeah. And that there's hatred even within the camp. And I looked at the words and I thought, they don't quite make sense. So I thought, oh, is this person trying to make out that I'm anti-women? Because I'm anti-makeup. Surely I would be pro-women if I was anti-makeup. But the premise of it was I wasn't anti-makeup at all. I mean, that comment had been really misconstrued, right? And I thought, oh, here we go. Having a go at a woman for being a woman, like Jesus. And I thought, wow, the bullying is really there, right? And I didn't comment back because I don't believe in, fighting with idiots. You'll be there all day. Winston Churchill had an amazing saying that said, if you stop to throw stones at every barking dog, you're never going to reach your destination. So I left it. And then I just kept getting these notifications of more and more comments. And I thought, no, stop. So I went on and I saw that more people were having a go at me for, being, misogynist. And then it got bigger and bigger. And then someone called me anti-trans. And I thought, how on earth have I now become a misogynist, anti-trans, anti-women? Like, what? All because I made a comment about makeup that I wear. And I thought, no, stop, right? And I made a decision in that moment. I thought, okay, Katie, what are you going to do? Because I'm not wasting my time reading or getting notifications on this thing. And I thought, I'm just going to delete my comment. Because I just can't be asked. Now, you could look at it like these people go, ha, I've policed the internet. I've got her to shut down. I've got her to take her comment off. And that's their perception. They're going to be looking for arguments and looking for power trips every 5 minutes, right? So they're going to misconstrue everything and whatever. Or I could look at it from the point of, oh, I just want a peaceful life. Enjoy your perception. Don't get sucked in. Don't get sucked in. Rhonda Byrne spoke about this with Louis, I can't remember his name. And she said a really interesting point. She said, when someone bottles their emotions up, those emotions are in the body. And what happens is the mind will then look and seek for arguments and create arguments and perceptions to get those emotions out. So what happened in this case was this person was obviously very angry, lots of suppressed emotions, wanted some degree of power, saw my comment and decided to change the comment in their own brain so that they could get they, he, she, I don't know anymore, and like get their emotions out, right? And the mistake we make is that we go, I'm not being spoken to like that. Why should I leave my comment, like remove my comment? Why should I be the one to leave my job? Why should I move? Why should I leave this relationship? Your ego gets in the way, sweetheart, and you shouldn't let that happen. You just go. Peaceful life. Think of the old lady in the Blitz. See ya. I don't care. I'm off to have fun. You've got to choose your happiness all the time. People's perceptions of what you've said and who you are, it's an emotional discrepancy within themselves. They're not expressing their emotions, so they're starting fights on everything. And well, the internet is the most amazing platform to be able to do that. Because never, I don't think these people who commented on my whatever I said, whatever, who cares, would have the no pun intended, but I don't think they would have the bollocks to say it to my face. So the internet, because it is so faceless, it's becoming quite a boxing ring for everything. I find it the most hilarious thing. And someone asked me the other day, they said, what's, this, the internet is ruining everyone's lives, like the fall of mankind. I said, no. Actually, I think quite the opposite. The snake is starting to eat its own tail. It's becoming such a toxic place that people who are choosing life because they're having to choose life because they can't keep going on like this and they can't keep feeling depressed, they're making better decisions. So ultimately, what you're going to do is you're going to get two camps. I feel that you're going to get people who go, oh, I just don't need this shit in my life. And it's going to encourage them to take the reins of their own life and live a bit and enjoy their life again. So actually, it has the opposite effect. And then the people who want to express their emotions, who are angry and everything, they'll use it. So the snake will eat its own tail. Anything built on rocky foundations, and I've said this before, in tarot we have the Tower card. Anything built on rocky foundations will collapse. So once social media, and I don't know if you've seen the emails, there's been emails released about when it all started. And the intentions of it, and it just the emails were very cold and calculating and like, a bit nefarious. And as soon as I read the emails, I was like, oh, well, yeah, it'll hit a peak and then it'll just wither away. Because you can't take away people's hopes and dreams. You can try, and you might get to a point where it feels like you have enslaved many, but ultimately, freedom will always win. Peace will always win as long as you choose it. You must, if I'm going to be completely open and honest with you must read more books, because when reading occurs, it changes the brain. It gives you language, but also gives you perceptions. It allows your brain to practice the art of processing perceptions. I can always tell when someone doesn't read books because they have a very fixed mindset and they only read the same thing over and over again. The same goes that if they see read the same subject. You must read a variety. I am studying Arabic at the moment. I'm not very good at it. It doesn't seem to be going in. But every single day for the last 232 days, I do 5 minutes of Arabic in the morning on that Duolingo app. And I do it while I'm having my coffee and just before I jump on the podcast because it helps my brain learn different things, see different things, know different things. And even just learning that. Arabic kind of, now again, I'm not very good at it, but you say like blouse white rather than white blouse. So my brain just got a little exercise. Oh, how brilliant. So, learning different perceptions will get you everywhere. And this is the problem with keyboard warriors. They're locked up in their little rooms with all those emotions building up. They're not exercising. Exercising. So to exercise is to expel a dark spirit, right? So if someone is evil, exorcism. Exercise is exactly the same thing. You get all those negative emotions out. Even if you just walk, sweat, like whatever, sweating is great. You're exercising the bad spirits and the bad emotions and the suppressed emotions. There is absolutely, I don't know what the phrase is. Oh no, I can't remember. Oh shit, that would have been really good. But what I'm trying to say is, oh yeah, coincidence. That's it. Thanks. There's no coincidence that we are the least active, probably in the history of mankind, and we are the most anxious and depressed. And then the keyboard warriors all over the internet. Live your life, babe, won't you? Because they're suppressing all those emotions, and then they're taking it out on stuff you haven't even said. Yeah, they're just arguing all the time. But again, won't have the bollocks to say it to your face. I miss the good old days. Yeah. If you had a problem with someone, you say it to the face and then you go outside and sort it out. I've been in a few scraps. Yeah. Well, I'm hard. No, I am. Well, no, I'm not hard. I meant as in, I won't think twice. Did I tell you that I was in Birmingham and I was in my apartment and I had a flatmate and someone came in. Someone walked through the front door and was walking around our flat. Well, I was going to leave it until I realised that he was, going into my flatmate's room who was a bit more delicate. So I opened the door and marched him out. Yeah, I don't care about stuff like that. Yeah. So anyway, look, just change your perception. Your suffering will be because you are fixed on this perception. Your suffering will be because you are fixed on this ideology and this your ego is in the way. Okay, you've got to soften it. I mean, what happens if you did have a little hope? What happens if it all could change overnight? Hey, how amazing. Just hold on to it just a little bit. Read books about miracles, read books about angels, watch documentaries on YouTube. I said to my client, like, that'll do it, all this murder documentaries. It's going to play on your mind, sweetheart. So I said, instead, go on YouTube and put the documentaries in the background about angels and miracles. Because if you perceive there is a threat, there will be a threat. If you perceive that there will be a miracle, there will be a miracle. You are inviting it in by acknowledging that it exists. And in World War II, they said, how did you keep your camaraderie up? She said, well, we didn't know half the stuff. We knew there was bombings going on, but we didn't know that we could possibly lose. And we didn't know that it was that bad because there wasn't the propaganda that there is now. There wasn't the social media, the instant reporting. They'd be lucky if they got a newspaper. So because they didn't perceive a massive danger, they carried on with their lives. Ignorance is bliss. And in the story of Adam and Eve, they bite the apple and it's the fall of mankind. Yeah, I mean, there's a mobile phone with Apple on, and it's like, I think I've told you that story before. Pitbull has this kind of, Pitbull, the producer, music producer, I think he's so smart. And he was talking about, how you put your hands together and pray on these mobile phones. You're praying to the wrong God. Yeah, you're getting instant information, which isn't not, necessarily true, but it's changing your perception. I mean, how much of your feed is doom and gloom? Yeah, I just can't. I just can't. And when it comes to, work, if someone is giving you a hard time, maybe that's your sign to go rather than a sign that you've got to stick your feet in the ground. Maybe it's time for your next thing. Remember, if you're really stubborn and you have your monkey brain, so if you read the chimp paradox, it would talk about that. You're going to perceive everything through your ego because you want security. So if anything happens at work, you think, no, why should I move? Why should I move? But if you live in a more hopeful, softer space, you might say, well, devil sent a sign, I'm off, see ya. Because when we're so stubborn, sometimes it has to take a negative to get us to move. Because our guides, I have no doubt about it, they constantly go, time to move, hello, time to move. And you go, I'm moving, why should I move? So they go, right, we'll have to make you leave then. So they, send a kamikaze pilot into your life, and then you go, oh, okay, yeah, now I'm leaving. So things are a blessing, right? But you've got to perceive them, you've got to subscribe to them, you've got to acknowledge them for them to exist. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? That's why that saying, I believe it when I see it, because you don't believe anything until you have the evidence of it. But you don't have the evidence of it until you go looking for it. So you've got to believe there are solutions. Believe that you can take a day off and not doing anything. Your life sorts itself out. Believe that things come to you easily. Believe that things come to you a lot. Believe in yourself. Believe that you're the most beautiful person that walks the earth. Why not? But anything. Where someone's starting a fight with you, they don't even know you, over nothing. Perceive that for what it is, which is this person is obviously very angry and has a lot of suppressed emotions, and they are looking for a fight and they're creating one. Did I sign up for this shit? No. And should I remove my comment? Yeah, for your own self-esteem, not for theirs. I mean, if they want to walk around going, oh, well, I made her remove her comment. They're going to. Whatever you do, they're going to. Because their perception is really weird, right? They're not very well at this point, But it's like, don't let your ego get in the way. Just relax. Just relax. And it's like I say to people all the time, like, there's only a game if two people are playing. So when, someone's playing games with you, and being a bit of a player, don't subscribe. Because now they've created a game, but just don't play along. It's only a game if two people are playing. So on the internet, when it says, spatting all the time, whatever thing, tit for tat, it's like, well, you've acknowledged the game and you're playing it. Don't. No. F that. So look, babes, live your life. And make sure that you're surrounded by things that give you hope and happiness and stories. Watching murder documentaries all day is probably going to kill your vibe, if I'm honest. Yeah. So you do you. You get in a better feeling space and you watch the world open up. Yeah. And if you want to talk to me, have a reading or, sort your life out. Honestly, people come to me and they're in a right pickle. Sometimes they don't want a reading. They just say, I don't know, I just felt like I needed to talk to you. Then do it. Book some time. Go on my website, katieq.com, and we'll take it from there, babe. Sweetheart, everything is going to be all right. Keep your chin up, focus, and move your life around a little bit so you've got more positive things. Yeah, because like attracts like. So when you're in a state of joy, you'll attract things that give you joy. All right? Everything's going to be fine. Chin up.